for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, March the 30th, 2013. Frank Butler is a speaker of the service teaching on Got a Big Want To?
Well, Brother Frank, it's been a wonderful weekend, hasn't it? We've appreciated all the ministry and all that God has done and is still going to do, but we want Brother Frank to come on up and take us down where the Lord's going to take us tonight. Amen? Amen.
Who said that? I know that. But it's good to be reminded. Hallelujah. We get this up a bit, Don, the guitar? Thanks, sir. And bring this up a bit, too, so I'm not right on it. Thank you, brother. Can you give more lighting so my hair looks better? Okay. How many friends stick by you when you're down to your last dime? How many will forgive you when you fail them every time? There's one friend who loves you even when you've gone astray, and it's nice to know he's just a prayer away. Just a prayer away. Any night, any day, just a prayer away. Yes, it's nice to know he's just a prayer away. Just ask the Lord and you'll receive him. Seek him, you will find the love that made him die for you. He's so gentle, he's so kind. So if you're tired of looking back and doing things your way, yes, it's nice to know he's just a prayer away. Just a prayer away. Any night, any day, just a prayer away. Yes, it's nice to know he's just a prayer away. to prayer away. Everything to Jesus, and the answers will be found. No greater need has ever been for Jesus than today. Yes, it's nice to know He's just a prayer away. Come on, everybody, stay and sing it with me now. Just a prayer. Lift your hands and your voices. Here we go. Just a prayer away. Any night, any day. Any night. Any day. Just a prayer away. Yes, it's nice to know He's just a prayer away. Come on, lift your voices. Sing it one time. Here we go. Just a away. Any night. Any night. Any day. Just a prayer. Yes, it's nice to know He's just a prayer away. He's just a prayer away. He's just a prayer away. We will worship the Lamb forever, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. We will worship the Lamb forever, Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords. All blessing and honor, glory and power to Him who sits on the throne. All blessing and honor, glory and power to Him who sits on the throne. Come on, sing it. We will worship. We will worship the Lamb forever. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. We will worship the Lamb forever. Jesus Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ the Lord of Lords. All blessing. Come on, tell Him. All blessing and honor, glory and power. Glory and power to Him. To Him who sits on the throne. All blessing and honor, glory and power to Him who sits on the throne. glory, come on. All glory and honor, glory and power to Him, to Him who sits on the throne. All glory and power, glory and power to Him, to Him who sits on the throne. Here we go, come on. We will worship the Lamb forever. Come on, tell it tonight. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. There is no other. We will worship the Lamb forever. Jesus Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ the Lord of Lords. Lift your voices. We will worship. We will. Oh, you're singing good. Jesus. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. We will. Forever, Jesus Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ the Lord of Lords. Come on, give Him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody give Carl a round of applause for all the great worship this week. Amen. I tell you what, I go into a lot of churches and I hear a lot of noise today. I see a lot of entertainment. Look at me. And hear me or watch me. And we need the anointing. Hallelujah. And He's got the anointing. Blessed be God. He's got the same Holy Ghost I've got, as a matter of fact. Amen. Amen. His mum's a real good influence on him too. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's done a great job. I want to thank Patty and Kevin and all the rest of the team. It's been great to see you again, be here with you. And I want to pray that tonight before you leave this place, things are going to change. Listen, you paid a lot of money. You spent a lot of time to come here. You got to grind your teeth and say, tonight's the night. Yeah, I got a big response on that one. Amen. Amen. I said it in, I think, the first message. You know, people go to services after service, church after church service, they get every tape, they get every book. Nothing changes. Christianity is about change. And if there's something you're not happy with, especially if it's negative, if it's in your thinking or your words or your actions or whatever, or your relationships, you've got to make it right. And the sooner you make it right, the sooner you're going to be happy. It's personal choice. I've said it several times this week. It's personal choice. You got to make up your mind. I want to change. You got to have a big want to. We're going to have a look at a man tonight. He had a big want to. Turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 46. Amen. I like to meet people with a big want to. My question is, how big is your want to? How desperate are you? You just going to remain the same for the rest of your life? Or are you going to change? You got to get all the garbage out of your life? You got to carry it around? You know, what do you do with the garbage in your house? You don't put it in your living room next to the TV or on the sofa next to you, do you? You get it out of your life. You got to do the same with anything you're not happy about. Hallelujah. And God could do it in a split second. Blessed be God. I like, you know, we have fast food. We have fast cars. I like fast miracles. Now I have people that get healed, delivered on the way home from meetings. Or the next morning they wake up. I had one lady years ago, she had built up shoes like this. She was about 22 years of age and she was crippled. And about 10 days later we got a letter from a pastor from her. She was completely healed. But I like quick miracles. You know what the Bible says? You know what King David said? In the day when I call, answer me speedily. Another scripture says, hasten your word, Lord, to perform it. In other words, hurry it up. Hallelujah. And we're going to see this man tonight. He was a blind man, yet he had a vision for a healing miracle. So what's your excuse? Put your hand over your eyes. Close your eyes. All he could hear was words. All he could hear was about Jesus. And when Jesus came by, he shouted out, we're going to see it. He couldn't see a thing. But he had a dream. He had a vision for a healing miracle. And if a blind man can get a miracle, so can you. You can take your hands off your eyes. You don't have to do it for the rest of the service.
Had them on there for an hour. Amen. Don't forget, drop by the website, frankbutler.org, and don't forget, you can follow me on Facebook as I follow Jesus. And if you've got absolutely nothing to do better with your life, you could also follow me on Twitter as I follow Jesus on Twitter. We only use it for the ministry. Hallelujah. It's been great to be here, and I want to hear some good reports. The Bible says good news makes the bones healthy. So I want some good news. I don't want any bad news. So as you get your miracles and your answers to prayers, get on my website. We've got a testimony form there. Send them through. We put your first name, last initial, and they go all around the world, give Jesus glory, and they make the devil mad. Hallelujah. Do you know Jesus made the demons cry? Too many Christians are crying. Oh, poor me. No. We're going to make the devil cry. Jesus was always making the devil cry. And then they'd say, oh, we know who you are. Jesus, he said, shut up, be quiet. He didn't have conversations with them. He didn't interview them. He cast them out with a word. Amen. So it's up to you. You got to get free real quick. Drop the garbage at the cross. Put it under the blood and go forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's have a look here. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as Jesus went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And it says Jesus, he had a great number of people. You know, Jesus and the early church never had a problem pulling a crowd. You know why? One word, miracles. Most churches today don't believe in miracles. Even the churches that believe in miracles don't see many miracles. You know why? Because we have so many programs and no power. We have the fast songs, the slow songs, the long-winded announcements, maybe a special, a little drama group. We have a short-winded preacher or a long-winded preacher. Everybody say, blessed are the short-winded, they will be heard again. And then we have a quick altar service and out the door. We don't leave any time in church services for the Holy Spirit to minister. I was in a church in Connecticut some time ago on a Friday night at 1,000 people, mainly members of the church. I had an altar call for healing. 995 came forward. The pastor was amazed. People are physically and emotionally sick today, and it should not be so. God wants you healthy. Hallelujah. But you got to start believing. I said to several people privately this week, you got to start believing what God says about you. Stop listening to the devil. Stop fantasizing and getting all the rubbish in your head. Oh, I'm no good. I'll never make it. Oh, I've tried and I've tried. You don't try, you do it. You don't try salvation. You don't try healing. Amen. Come on. You got to stir up the gift in you. And he had a great number of people with him, Jesus. And it said, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. He was a blind man. He had no vision. He was visionless. He was without sight. He was unable to see. And he was a professional beggar. And it says he was the son of Timaeus. That was his father. His mother was Mary Maeus. He had a brother, Jack Maeus, and a sister, Sally Maeus. They were the Maeuses. They're very well known throughout the Middle East. And they had a cousin up in Jerusalem called Fred Maeus. And he was married to Harriet Maeus. And they had four... Shall I go on? Hallelujah. Okay, I won't tell you anymore. But they were the Maeuses. Amen. Now the cause of his blindness is unknown. Could have been any leprosy. Could have been from birth. We don't know. Even today in poorer countries, the slightest infection could cause partial or temporary or permanent blindness. And the suffering of the blind person in Jesus' day was often made worse by the common belief that it was due to sin. The number one cause of sickness and oppression, physical and emotional sickness, is sin. But there's many other causes. Amen. There's many other causes of sickness. And in these times, there were no surgical techniques, no antibiotics, and no eyeglasses. So miraculous healings were sought. And we're going to see that this man was desperate. Hallelujah. He had no hope but Jesus Christ. The only hope you've got in this life and the only hope you've got beyond the grave is Jesus Christ. And because of his handicap, he was a beggar who solicited handouts for a living. You know, you see him as you drive around the cities. in the United States, and it's very interesting. You know, street people are very smart. You know what they have on it? They almost always have a scripture or the sign of the fish, the Christian symbol. Why? Because they know Christians are generous. First thing I do when I see a street person, look at their back pocket. You got any cigarettes? Most of them do. Amen. They had one guy on TV a few weeks ago. He made about 150 or something a day. 5 days a week he was a beggar. And he went home and he owned a house. Amen. Hey, you give money to your church and your missions programs. Don't give it to people you don't know where it's going to go. And some of them go and buy alcohol and everything else anyway, drugs or whatever. Jesus came to heal those who were physically blind. It says in Luke's Gospel, unto many that were blind, he gave sight. You go to my website, you'll see a woman there. She was losing her sight. I laid hands on her. She went to the doctor the next day. She's got perfect vision now. On the website, there's a boy there in Twin Falls. He was blind in one eye, 15-year-old boy. He was instantly healed in a service. Hallelujah. God could raise the dead. He could fix an eye. Amen. It's not hard. Nothing too hard for God. And Jesus came to also heal those who are spiritually blind. Jesus said in Matthew's Gospel, for their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and be converted. That means radically changed. When you get saved, when you become a Christian, you get radically changed. And it says that they should see with their eyes and be converted, that I should heal them. Listen to what Jesus said. But blessed are your eyes, for they see. Now, Satan blinds people spiritually. Why isn't this place standing room only tonight? People are at the clubs and the bars and the parties and the restaurants and partying it up and drinking and eating, and they have no knowledge of God or the things of eternal life that come from Jesus Christ. Satan blinds people. Probably many of you here who weren't brought up Christians, you were blinded to the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen to what Paul said. If our gospel is hidden, it is hidden to those who are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, so that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Jesus came, it tells us, to open our eyes and turn us from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that we might receive forgiveness of sins. Amen. Look at verse 47. And when Bartimaeus heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, and he said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Now, he was blind, but he wasn't deaf. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. He heard. He cried out. See, faith comes from hearing. And now, he cried out. That word cried out, the word cry means to shed tears or to cry with a loud voice to get somebody's attention. Amen. I've done both many times. And Bartimaeus cried out. Look what he said. Jesus, son of David. He recognized Jesus as the Messiah of Israel. As the healer, the deliverer, and the provider. And look what he said. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Do you know God's wealthy in everything? You know the Bible says he has abundant mercy to all who call upon him. God doesn't hate you. He loves you. He wants to help you in every area of your life. But you've got to trust him. You've got to stop depending on yourself or some relative or some preacher or other person. You must depend on Jesus Christ first of all. That's why it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that's right doing and right living, and all other things will be added unto you. Amen. And now, the Bible tells us you should cry out to God when needy, poor, distressed, afflicted, in trouble, overwhelmed, when feeling low, when no one else can help you, when you're in need of salvation, and when you need mercy and healing. The Scripture says, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me. The Bible tells you how you should cry out. You should cry with your voice and your mouth. Well, duh. You should cry out aloud with your whole heart, without deceit, while lifting hands prayerfully, humbly, patiently, trustingly, with supplication, righteousness, praise and tears. The Bible says every time we shed a tear, God puts it in a bottle. Amen. There's something special about our tears. And God sees every tear we cry. And you are to pray and believe God for a quick and speedy answer. Here it is. In the day when I cried, you answered me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible tells you when you are to cry. Here it is, daily, day and night, in the morning, and at evening, morning and noon. I think God's trying to tell us to cry out to Him, isn't He? Amen. And here's the good news. God will answer you when you cry. Lord, I cried to you, and you've healed me. Amen. Put your hand up if you're a parent. When your little kids fall over and they scratch their knee and they come up, Mommy, Daddy, Mommy, Daddy, you don't stand there. Do you believe in me? Do you really love me? Are you really my daughter or son? Have you picked up your toys yet and cleaned your room? You grab your child, you love on them, you put ointment on the womb, on the wound, and you love on them. Guess what? Our Heavenly Father's the same. That's why Jesus came down. He went to the cross in our place. He carried all of our sicknesses, weaknesses, fears, phobias, hang-ups, all of the ugly stuff in our life. He carried it so we don't have to carry it. Amen. Oh, I love it. Look at verse 48. And many told him to be quiet, but Bartimaeus shouted out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Let me give you a little tip. When you start to believe God for a miracle and for answers to prayers, Satan will oppose you. Friends, so-called friends and loved ones, will oppose you. Bartimaeus was confident of what he hoped for and convinced of what he did not see. You see, Satan, one of Satan's titles, he's called a hinderer. A hinderer causes obstacles, gets in the way to stop you from progressing towards your goals. Now, Bartimaeus was blind, but he was a visionary. A visionary is one who has great dreams and visions for things to come to pass. Amen. He was alone. He was opposed for what he believed. He overcame criticism, circumstances, symptoms, prognoses, feelings, doubt, fear, and unbelief. To avoid criticism or opposition, be nothing, say nothing, do nothing. Life is full of opposition. Wake up. Hallelujah. Every action there is an equal and opposite criticism. But what did he do? He cried out all the more. It's not in the Bible, but it's a good saying. If at first you don't succeed, try again. All the great men of God I've met and women of God, they didn't get there overnight. They worked hard and they believed God and they stayed with it and they stayed with it. People ask me all the time, how often should I pray for a miracle or an answer to prayer for God to bring my dreams to pass? Jesus said, pray always and don't quit. That's what he said. Pray always and don't quit. When you quit, the devil wins. When you don't quit, God wins. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. The vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it is delayed, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not be delayed. Everybody here tonight, front row to back row, has dreams for yourself, your loved ones, and others. Might be for your health, your emotions, your finances. Might be a job, a career. Might be a partner in life. Whatever you believe in God for. You have a dream and you have a vision. Those things are put there by God. You should treasure them. You should hold on to them. Amen. And nothing is impossible. Is that what the Bible says? We're going to do a little study on that. The word impossible means this. Unthinkable, unimaginable, unachievable, unbelievable, inconceivable, unattainable, unrealizable, and it cannot happen or be done. That's what impossible means. The impossible is what nobody can do until somebody does it. Pay attention. If you believe something's impossible, it is. If you believe you'll never change, guess what? You'll never change. Here are some authorities and self-appointed experts in recent history. And listen to what they said. Charles Jewell, he was a patent officer here in 1899 in the United States. Everything that can be invented has been invented. Who wants to hear actors talk, said H.M. Warner from Warner Brothers Pictures in 1927. If we had to follow this guy, you turn on the TV today or go to a movie and you'd have subtitles. There'd be no talking. He was a top guy at Warner Brothers, one of the big movie lots, and he said, who wants to hear people talk in movies? Okay? Sensible and responsible women do not want to vote. Grover Cleveland, 1905. Do you women like to vote? Thank you. If he was still president, you wouldn't be voting, probably. Listen to this one. There is no likelihood man can ever tap the power of the atom. Robert Millikan, Nobel Prize winner in physics, 1923. They've just recently, in the last 6 weeks, come out in the media. They found what they, you know what they call it? The God particle. Who's seen that on the news? It's smaller than an atom. And they, but they believe they can tap it, and they've tapped it. They've finally found it. They've been looking at for it for years, about 50 years. The God particle. That's the name it's got. Isn't that something? That's a good name, as long as they use it for good. And they believe they can use this for wonderful energy sources in the future. Amen. Listen. Heavier than air flying machines are impossible. Lord Kelvin, President of the Royal Society, 1895. The horse is here to stay, but the automobile is only a novelty. The Michigan banker who advised Henry Ford's lawyer not to invest in his new company. These people are saying things with their mouths, eh? Limiting. Listen, Gone with the Wind is going to be the biggest flop in Hollywood history. I'm just glad I'll be Clark Gable. I'm just glad it'll be Clark Gable who has fallen flat on his face and not me, Gary Cooper, the actor. People, many people in the 50s and 60s and 70s, right up with the space probe, you'll never get into space. You got into space. You'll never land on the moon. You got on the moon. Folks, there's no limitation with God. Stop limiting God. The Bible says Israel limited God. The one time in the whole Bible, the word limited, it's in the Psalms. Amen. We are limited by possibilities. Jesus said, "It is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." When his disciples heard it, they asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus said, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Without faith, you cannot please God. With faith, that's trust and confidence in God, His Word, and His miracle power, all things are possible. Amen. Faith hears the inaudible, sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. God is not limited by impossibilities. Do you know there's only one thing that's impossible for God that's in the Bible? He cannot lie. It's the only thing it says about God that He can't do. He's totally trustworthy. Hold your Bibles up. If you could trust that book and the promises in it to take you to heaven when you die, you could trust that book and the promises in it for anything and everything you need this side of heaven. That's why Satan hates that book. He hates Scripture because he knows it's got power. The impossible is possible. Paul said, God calls the things that are not as though they were. Jeremiah said, there's nothing too hard for God. Job said to God, I know you can do everything. God said to Sarah, is there anything too hard for God? Jesus did the impossible because God was with him. You don't trust God until you trust him for the impossible. When you follow Jesus, you must believe and attempt to do the impossible. This camp, it's impossible in the natural for this camp to run, but they've believed in God. They didn't hold a machine gun at your head tonight, say, okay, put all your money in, your jewelry, we're receiving an offering. Everything about, pay attention to what I'm about to say. Everything about the Christian life is totally voluntary. God does not force us. He leads us and compels us at times to do the right thing, but He will not totally dominate us. He has given every one of us free will. Other religions, got to do a certain thing, certain time, wear certain clothes, pray a certain direction, whatever. Everything about the Christian life is totally voluntary. You didn't have to be here tonight. You didn't have to give an offering. You don't have to lift your hands when the worship leader says, lift your hands. You don't have to witness if you don't want to. You don't have to lay hands on the sick if you don't want to. You've got free will. God wants people who are going to love Him, be willing and loving, and just come to Him with their free will and just surrender their whole lives to Him. That's what He wants. The word possible. This is what the word possible means. Thinkable, conceivable, believable, attainable, achievable, imaginable, within the limits of ability, capacity, or realization. It can happen and it can be done. Jesus said, all things are possible. You have unlimited possibilities with God on your side. Jesus said, nothing will be impossible for you. He said, with God all things are possible. He said, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. He said, all things are possible to the one who believes. He said, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe, you receive them, and you'll have them. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you. And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on. You do the impossible, God will do the impossible. You do the natural, God will do the supernatural. You do what you can do, God will do what you can't do. Between the impossible and the possible stands Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Amen. And this man here, he's a blind man. And what does he do? He cries out to God. They say, shut up, be quiet. He cries out all the more. Amen. Look at verse 49. And Jesus stood still. Faith gets God's attention. Jesus stood still. Verse 49. And commanded Bartimaeus to be called. And they called the blind man, and they said unto him, be of good cheer. Rise. Jesus is calling you. The hinder has now become helpers. You find out who your friends are when you're sick, when you don't have much money, when you got problems, when you got needs. You need to surround yourself with people who are going to stand with you through thick and thin. And Bartimaeus, verse 50, threw aside his garment. He rose, that's to adopt a standing posture, and he came to Jesus. A blind man found Jesus. How about that? What a picture. Doesn't say anybody helped him. Says he threw his cloak down. Can you picture this? He's a blind man. And blind people have incredible hearing. He probably knew the general direction Jesus was in. And he found Jesus, a blind man. What an incredible thing. Bartimaeus literally walked by faith, not by sight. Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. Your dreams don't work unless you do. You've got to let faith take you further than you can see. Look at verse 51. And Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? He said, I want to make more money as a blind beggar. That's not what he said. He had a big want to, remember? Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to Jesus, Lord. He confessed Jesus publicly as Lord. He wanted a scaredy cat, like a lot of Christians today. He said, Lord, I want to receive my sight. He was specific. He had a big want to. Hallelujah. How big is your want to tonight? How big is your want to? All the things you believe in God for. Yeah, well, I'm trying. Oh, maybe. Oh, it's been so long. No. You got to have a big want to. Amen. Oh, Lord, if it's your will. You got some clowns in the church. And they say, oh, it's not God's will to heal. Well, let me address that. If you believe, some preachers believe, I've met them. They say, I don't believe it's God's will to heal. Well, I always say, you will when you get sick. Secondly, if it's God's will for us to be sick, we should not go and see a doctor or take medicine. Because we don't want to get out of God's will. Did you follow that? If a person believes sickness is God's will, they should not take medicine and they should not see a doctor. As a matter of fact, if they get sugar diabetes, they should pray that they get leprosy and terminal cancer so they get deeper into God's will. If sickness was God's will, the devil would run around healing everyone. Sickness is not God's will. God hates sin. He hates death. He hates poverty, want, and need. And he hates sickness. Do you know why God hates sickness so much? Because it's the origin of death. You get sick, you get worse, your room temperature. Jesus and the early church did wage warfare against sickness. Every church I go in today, people are sick from the pulpit to the front row and the back row. And it should not be so. And Jesus says to him, what do you want me to do for you? He said, I want to receive my sight. Hallelujah. Paul said, don't look at the things which are seen, but look at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. The things that are not seen are eternal. If you look at your symptoms and your bad prognosis from the doctor, you're stuck with it. You've got to, you're not to deny those things, that'd be stupidity. But you've got to exalt the word of God above those things. Hallelujah. How big do you want it tonight? You want to be free from addictions? You want to have a sound mind? You want to have healthy relationships? Who needs more cash? Come on. The more money you have, I've said it a couple of times this week, more money you have, the more you can give away. It's better to give than to receive. You want to be happy? You want direction in life? The Bible says there is no want to those who fear Him. No want. Now Bartimaeus was physically blind, but he was not spiritually blind without vision. Now centuries before this happened, at Jericho, something else happened at Jericho. Joshua was leading the children of Israel into the promised land. Moses had passed away. And they came to a fortified city with great men of war called Jericho. And God appeared to Joshua one night, because they didn't have an army, they weren't equipped to fight a war, and they just thought they weren't going to conquer this city. And God appeared to Joshua. Guess what he said? The first word he said was see. S-double-E. See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of war. The best dreams happen often when your eyes are open. God appeared to him. Now, we don't know whether when God appeared to Joshua, we do not know whether they could actually, at the time, he could actually see the city, or there were some hills, or it was a long distance away. Doesn't matter. God says to him, the leader of Israel, you've got to see it. You've got to imagine it. You've got to conceive it as done. I have given the city and the mighty men of war into your hands. See, I don't believe it was just natural eyes that the Lord was talking to Joshua about. He was talking about his spiritual eyes. See, tonight you've got natural eyes. And you can look around, see colors, see people and everything else. Take in everything, the atmosphere. But you've also got spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the word see means to dream, think on, to form mental images of, or to conceive as possible, or to imagine. Listen to what the Bible says about our imaginations. God saw that every imagination of the thoughts of people's hearts was evil continually. The Lord said the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. At the Tower of Babel, the Lord said the people are united. Listen to what it says. And nothing will be prevented or held back from what they have imagined to do. And in the book of Romans it says, people became vain, that's boastful, in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Everything man has created, since man was created, has been used for evil. Food, weapons, clothing, dwellings, everything man makes, he uses it for evil, one way or another. David said to Solomon, serve the Lord with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches the hearts. He's scanning your hearts right now. He's scanning your hearts. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek the Lord, you'll be found of him. But if you abandon him, he'll cut you off forever. Now look at verse 52. And Jesus said to the blind man, Bartimaeus, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. That's always the result of personal miracles. Bartimaeus' faith vision restored his physical sight. Joshua's faith vision gave the children of Israel victory over that fortified city. You've got to open your natural eyes and your spiritual eyes. And you must believe in your visions. You know why? Because the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. You know what that word perish means? To rot and decay and fall apart and die. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And a lot of preachers quote the first part of that scripture. Where there's no vision or dream, the people perish. Where there's no vision or dream, the people perish. Listen to what the next half of the verse says. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but the person who keeps the word of the Lord, happy is he. You do a study on happy in the Bible. There's only one time happiness gets near material things. Happy is the person whose God is the Lord. Happiness doesn't come from your loved ones, doesn't come from your possessions, doesn't come from all the TV and concerts and politicians and all the things, doesn't come from your job. The only way to be truly happy with every heartbeat and every breath is to totally depend on God and have a relationship with him. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He had faith. He had a big want to. He was not going to let anybody or anything stop him from getting his healing miracle. I was in a Methodist church years ago in Melbourne, Australia. Must have been 1979 or 80, real early in my ministry. There's about 300 people there, and I started to preach, and this woman ran down the aisle. She was probably 40 years of age. She ran, and I was about here, and she fell down under the power of God about here. I just left her there. And she got up later at the end of the service. We had people testify. She was filled with arthritis. And she said in her testimony, I didn't want to wait till the end of the service to get healed. And she didn't run to a preacher or the front of a church. She ran to Jesus, and she got touched by the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, This blind, begging, down and outer became a believing, seeing, overcomer. Amen. The poor man cried, the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Isn't that good? No? Yes? No? Yes? Sometimes? It's good. Don't get depressed because your dreams have not come to pass yet. Thank God your nightmares have not come to pass. Listen to what it says about your spiritual eyes. Paul talked about it. I pray that the eyes of your heart, not the eyes stuck on your head. Listen to what Paul said. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that you may know, God wants you to know, what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory and the inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The scripture says, the precepts of God are right, giving joy to the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, giving light to the eyes. This is the only thing that's going to get you through this life and out into eternity. The Word of God. Your Word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. Amen. Light drives back darkness. You walk into a dark room, turn the flashlight on, you got light. Amen. I had a pastor years ago. I talked to him about some battle I was fighting. He said, oh, Brother Frank, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I left his office and, you know, the Lord spoke to me. He said, Frank, you've got a light in the tunnel. And his name's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't need a light at the end of the tunnel. That ain't going to help me. We are not blind beggars. All of you people here tonight are not blind beggars. Listen to what the Bible says you are. You're children of God. Paul said you're children of promise. We are heirs of the Father, joint heirs of the Son. Hallelujah. What do you want Jesus to do for you? If a blind beggar can get a miracle, what can you get tonight? King David said, I will cry out to the God Most High, who performs all things for me. Amen. You've got to let your imagination run wild tonight. I love dreaming. Big dreams and great things for my family, for my wife, my son. For the ministry. My dream is to see multitudes healed, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, blessed. God brought me to this nation. He gave me a vision. He woke me up for a week and told me to come to this great nation. I want to see America from Canada to Mexico, from the East Coast to the West Coast, radically changed by the miraculous power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's a good vision, isn't it? Hallelujah. The only hope for this nation, the only hope for this world is Jesus Christ. If you've got a big wanu and you want to let your imagination run wild, jump to your feet right now. Come on. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to heaven. Get those antennas up. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I thank you, Lord God, for the sacrifice that you made on the cross of Calvary. You died in my place that I might have life and life abundantly. And Lord, I thank you for the dreams and the visions that you put in my heart for myself, my loved ones and others. And I'm not going to let go of them till they come to pass. And Lord, Bartimaeus' dreams and visions came to pass and his testimony lives on. And Lord, I'm going to have testimonies. Lord, I have a big one too. I have a big, 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 big wonder. I have a big, 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 big wonder. And those that seek the Lord will not lack, will not want any good thing. Lord, tonight's the night. I love you, Lord. I have faith in you. And Lord, I give you praise. Oh, touch me tonight, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Without a vision, I'm going to perish. Without a dream, I'm going to perish. Without a dream, I'm not going to make it. But with a vision or a dream, I'm going to succeed. I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe the things that are going to are not yet in that I see, the things I do not yet see, say it, are going to be seen. Just like Bartimaeus. He didn't know he was healed of his blindness till he got to you. Jesus, and Jesus, you said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And Lord, that's the question you're asking me tonight. What do you want me to do for you? Well, God wants to touch you. You parents, I said one of the servants, you parents touch your kids. You hug your kids, you kiss them, and the whole nine. God wants to touch. He wants you to know He's real. Amen. He loves you. Oh, touch her again, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, tonight's the night. Have a big want to. Come on, tell the devil to get out of your mind, get out of your body, get out of your circumstances, get out of your relationships. Come on, come on, quickly, tonight's the night. Come and stand here. Come move this stuff. I need some men, quickly, to move this stuff. Come on, men, big muscly men. Hallelujah. Come on, quickly, tonight's the night. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for back there? Hallelujah, tonight's the night. This is an altar. You know, an altar is a place of sacrifice. We're having an altar call. Things happen on altar calls, folks. You know why? Because people are putting legs with their faith. They're walking to Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, buddy, you get in here, help me. Amen, that's it. That's it. Touch tonight, Lord. Breathe on it right now. There you go. Let it go. There you go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We love you, Lord. Take a step forward, quick. Take another step forward. That's it. Got plenty of room. Come on, quickly. Come on, quick, quick, quick. Tonight's the night. Amy, hey, you were here the other night when I shared about that guy who got healed. Say, Lord, what you did for him, you got to do for me. Lord, touch my health tonight. Lord, I have a big one too. And I have a real big God. I have the Almighty God. That's it.
Touch him tonight, Lord.
We agree. Come on, come in here quick. Fill this space in here. Some of you don't sit back there to see what's going to happen. Come here now. Some people lay back. Oh, I want to see what's going to happen. No. You got to get. Oh, you know what I find in the ministry? First in, first served. Same in life in the natural realm. People are like Bartimaeus. Man, he wasn't going to let anybody or anything stop him. Come on, look to Jesus. Don't look to me. I've got nothing to give you. Look to Jesus. Come on. Close your eyes. Look to Jesus. Amen. That's it. Oh, yeah. There you go. This brother got healed of gout a couple of years ago. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Shout out, I got a big one too. Shout it out. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You can be seated once I... You don't have to fall down to get a miracle. I've said that several times. But God does it. One day you could ask Him why He does it. But I've got a lot of theories. Let me tell you why God does it. Because He disconnects the gray matter. And He gets to the Spirit. I had a woman go down once, 9 o'clock in the evening. She woke up the following morning, 10 o'clock. You can't do that in the natural. They had to carry her out on a stretcher. And that was in Australia years ago, in the mid-80s. You see, often when people are lying on the floor in God's presence, they have visions, they have dreams, they have audible voices. Because God puts you, He gets rid of this old, stinking old little mind from the womb to the tomb. We analyze everything. I'm not going to point to any people tonight. There's been several people this week. I've said, stop analyzing everything. Get rid of this. See, you go to Africa, and they just believe it. You go to Asia and South America, they just believe it. But us Westerners, we're brought up, well, I believe it when I see it. I want proof, you know, and all that rubbish. Hallelujah. Come on, some of you people over here, there's some spots here. Come on, quickly. Come on, look to Jesus. Amen, you got big one-twos. I mean, what about you? I want to ask you, Sister Carla, and you, Sister Jerry. Do you know when you lay hands on people, you can tell people they're just receiving real easily, can't you? Other people are sort of like a brick wall. Listen, don't be a brick wall. Don't stand there and be a brick wall. Let God be God. You don't have to fall down. Come on, up here, quick. Amen. Amen. Oh, blessed be God. Blessed be God. Tonight's the night. We got any praise music we can put on at all? Amen. I tell you what, I'll get my worship leader to come. Come on, Brother Kyle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. You let a preacher or a Christian lay hands on you, you're activating miracles. Amen. Nothing special about me. You've responded to the Word of God and you've come to Jesus. When you allow a preacher or a Christian to lay hands on you, oh, it's like Jesus laying hands on you. Amen. That's it. Touch it tonight, Lord. Breathe on it. Breathe on it right now. In Jesus' name we agree. Let it go, man. Now let it go. There you go. That's okay. Over here, come on. You got a big one too? Come on, you other folks in here haven't been prayed for. My sister over here. Come on. Good stuff. Come over here. Come on. It's better than going to the dentist, better than going to the doctor. Amen. Let God touch you. Lift your hands to heaven. You want His touch. You don't want a preacher's touch. Oh, you know, hallelujah. Just like Bartimaeus. You know, Jesus said to Bartimaeus, receive. You know what the word receive means? To take, to get, to come into possession of. And that's why you've walked out the front tonight. You both got a big one too. Hallelujah. Touch her tonight, Lord. Breathe on her now. Lord, touch your daughter tonight, Father. In Jesus' name we agree. Good girl. Hallelujah. You've been prayed for yet, brother? Come over here. Come on. Quick. Come on. Arkansas Trails. Lift your hands to heaven. Say, Lord, I got a big one too. Oh, that's it. Touch him tonight, Lord. We agree. In Jesus' name. You got a big one too? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Come on, let's stand and worship the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's hear your vocals there. Come on. We got more volume there, Brother Don? Thanks. More volumes on the vocals. Come on, let's thank the Lord in advance tonight. Come on. Lift your hands to heaven. Come on, sing it. We want to be amazed by His glory, by His power. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Don't you, buddy? Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, tonight's the night. Amazed you. Amazed by you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We trust you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your love. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You amazed by you. We love you, Lord. Amazed by you. Will you love me? Come on. Sing it again. Oh, yes. Come on, lift your hands with your voices. You know, praise is physical. Clapping, shouting, lifting your hands, dancing. Worship is spiritual. And you can do both right where you stand. You can worship and praise your God right now. Come on. Lift your hands and your voices. Oh, we love you, Lord. Amazed by you. Amazed by you. Love me. Come on, sing it again. Oh, yes, He does. We love you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Ever hear the sound made by you, made by you, made by you. Love me. Now listen. If you're here tonight, you're not yet filled with the Holy Ghost. We had a couple of folks filled the other night. Tonight's the night to get filled with the Holy Spirit. If you want a big want to, one lady on the website, she said getting filled with the Holy Spirit is the next best thing to getting saved. And it's true. I've spoken to preachers and Christians all over the world. When that power of the Holy Ghost comes on you, guess what? It stays with you all the days of your life. It don't come and go. The Bible says the anointing abides. The presence and power of God abides. Hallelujah. And when you get the Holy Spirit, when you get power, you pray in other tongues. Why? The Bible tells us the one who prays in other tongues does not speak to people but to God. Amen. Now some people say, well, can I get the Holy Spirit without the tongues? Now I've told you before, it's like when you buy a pair of shoes, the tongues come with it. It's a package deal. It's a package deal. So tonight's the night. Quickly, if you're here tonight, you're not yet filled with the Holy Spirit, you do not yet pray with other tongues, run down the front. Come on, quickly. Quickly, 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 quickly. If you've got a loved one or a friend here, they're not filled with the Holy Spirit, just gently lean over, say, listen, I'll walk down the front with you. Come on now, quickly. Anyone here? Tonight's the night. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's sing it one more time, Brother Kyle. Come on. Hallelujah. There you go. Oh, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. There's no limitation. For me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Your Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Based by you, you love me. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's been great to be with you. Hallelujah. I'm going to get Sister Jerry to come and close in prayer again. Bless you all. Lift your hands to heaven.
Lord, we just thank you for what you've done tonight. You sent your word to heal us. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that if we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, then all these things will be added unto us. God, I ask you to let us have a sweet sleep, that we'll meditate on you in the night watches, that you'll open our ear while we sleep and seal your instruction to our heart. And Lord, I pray that healing that has begun will continue on until we see total victory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you all.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.